We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, this is Founders Day here at the company. Nextar celebrating 25 years with these Founders Days event where people around the country, different Nextar entities, are volunteering at spots. Here at WGN Radio, we're volunteering at the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Spokesman Greg Trotter joins us now. Greg, how are you?
Doing good. How are you, Steve?
All right, how hard are they working out there? You got my people working hard?
They've been working hard and having fun, it seems like. The music was bumping, and they were packing lots of mini emergency food boxes for people in need here in Cook County.
Yeah, tell me about
very that.
Very
grateful to have you guys out.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great organization, and we're happy to be part of it. Tell me just a little bit about what they're doing today, and then we'll branch out and talk about how things are looking for you this summer.
Sure, yeah. So they've been the WGN volunteers packed, I don't have the exact count, but hundreds of emergency food boxes today that will go out to food pantries throughout Chicago and all of Cook County. So these boxes are 20 to 30 pound boxes of shelf-stable items like canned fruits and vegetables, pasta, rice and beans, peanut butter, things that will help kind of tide a family over in a pinch. And so these boxes are good because they go out and it helps just create sort of a grab-and-go situation at food pantries, and it supplements the fresh produce and the dairy and everything else we're distributing.
Now, is everybody working equally? Are there some slackers out there? Because I'd like you to call out some names if you want.
I'm not going to name any names. It seemed like everybody was working pretty hard and having a good time. So,
well, and I've got
a successful day all around and much appreciated. I mean, our volunteer numbers kind of start to tail off a little bit in the summer typically. So it's so great to have WGN out today. It's a huge help, and it also helps us to sort of get the word out that if anybody wants to volunteer, they can go to our website at chicagosfoodbank.org and sign up, because it's much needed.
And in all fairness, I've got no stones to throw because I wasn't out there today. So
I didn't see you out there.
I know. Thanks for letting me say it myself. Okay, so how's it going? Because, you know, last year at this time, I think everyone was in pretty dire straits. It was a kind of a frantic time given the pandemic. We're settled down now. Has the need decreased?
We are off of the peak levels of the pandemic of last summer, but we're still serving far more people than we were before the pandemic. Feeding America estimates that more than 613,000 people here in Cook County are living in food insecure households in 2021, which is more than a 24% increase from before the pandemic. And there's just many different ways of kind of slicing that. And another way of looking at it is, every day out of the food depository warehouse, we're distributing about 280,000 or 300,000 pounds of food, which is basically double what we were doing before the pandemic. And so that speaks to the increased need. It also speaks, though, to new partnerships we've formed, which has been kind of really a silver lining. We have new food pantry partners that have stepped up in helping us serve that the heightened need. So, you know, as things are getting better, of course, like people are vaccinated and are getting vaccinated, and that's a wonderful thing. And there's various forms of federal relief, you know, the stimulus,
sure,
the increase in SNAP benefits, and the expansion of the child tax credit, which is coming. So these are all great things that are helping people, but it's really going to be a long-term economic crisis for many of the communities we serve, especially on the south and the west side.
Talk to me about the chain. Let's say a bag of beans or a packet of beans. Where does it come from? And then once it goes through you, it's packed in a box. Where does it go?
We get food from all sorts of places. We buy a lot of food. We have food donated to us from grocery stores, from food manufacturers. We receive food from the government through the USDA. Has been a significant source of food during the pandemic. So it really varies. You know, about a third of the food that we distribute, more than a third, is fresh produce. And so a lot of that we buy. And so that's why, you know, really cash donations are so important, because it allows us to buy that fresh produce, mm-hmm, at scale and distribute it out into the community.
And then once you've got the food, you process it. Where do you bring it? Where do you send it?
We have massive warehouse down in the Archer Heights neighborhood on the southwest side, and so the food comes through our warehouse, and we have a fleet of trucks that distributes the food out across hundreds of food pantries, shelters, and soup kitchens throughout Cook County.
It is Founders Day for Nexstar. Nexstar, of course, owns WGN now, and so our workers are volunteering at the Greater Chicago Food Depository. You mentioned earlier that you can always use volunteers, Greg. So
yes.
How do people find out more information about what you do and how they might help?
Yeah, so anyone can go to our website at chicagosfoodbank.org to donate or to sign up to volunteer. Both are so needed and appreciated at this time. Like I said, we're still serving a heightened need, and every little bit helps.
Well, and Chicago certainly is eager and willing to help. I know that's true. Greg Trotter from the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Great to work with you. I'm glad that the crew's out there working hard with their nose to the grindstone, and hopefully we'll see you again next year. We'll talk before that, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve. Maybe next time we'll get you out there.
I knew that was coming. All right, we'll do that.
All right.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Here's Mary.